producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. And you'll find out why with my next guest. I carry G-Code because G-Code does more than carry my gun. I carry G-Code because what you see when you first get it does not mean that's the only way it can be. Joining me from G-Code once again is Robin Knapp. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Can we talk about the new thing today?
Most definitely. I'm sure everybody's interested.
Well, one of the primary holster that I carry my gun in is a G-Code NCOG. However, the NCOG has morphed. Tell me about it.
Well, Bill, what we've done is we've created a new line called the NCOG Eclipse. If you go to our website, you'll see it's basically the same holster as our regular NCOG, except the difference is it's got a smaller profile, it's less printable, and it's got a single clip design. Now, this has been in the making for a long time. Travis Haley and G-Code have joined into a joint developmental project again, like we did with the NCOG. And we were looking for a holster that would be easier, more concealable than the others. The NCOG with the double clip is still a great NCOG. But we've had a lot of requests in the past from law enforcement and other individuals that they wanted something that was a little easier and more concealable. Thus, the Eclipse was born. And we kind of changed the technology, too, as far as being a single-clip holster. As you can see, we've incorporated the new Mojo design. If you look at our website, the new Mojo allows the clip to be more centered towards the holster, and there's a lot of adjustment points within that Mojo as well.
Well, one thing that struck me when I saw it was that it must be a little easier to get on now, because the genius of the NCOG in the two-clip system was how stationary it became when you clip that in, but with one clip being recessed and the other one a little further forward, at least for me, because I'm not a string bean anymore. I've stopped growing up and I've started growing out. That was something that I had to put in place without my pants on. Basically,
right.
with the new Mojo system, this is something I could just jam in there and it's going to work.
Absolutely. You know, the majority of us have been carrying the single clip Eclipse for probably the past 6 to 8 months. And, of course, Travis Haley's been carrying one for some time as well. And we were doing that as to test it, to see how it feel. And quite frankly, that's the only thing I carry. Now, I use my double clip NCOG with the MagCaddy, very much so as well. If I'm taking a trip and I want an extra magazine, or even in town and I want to carry the extra magazine, I'll use the original NCOG, which works very well. But for me, everyday carry, I prefer the single clip. It's easy to get in and out of your pants, and the profile of it is simply negligible. In other words, it doesn't print nowhere near as some other holsters will, and it's quite comfortable. I ride my motorcycle a lot, and the only holster that I wear when I ride my motorcycle is the single clip.
On no other radio show can you say it's easier to get it in and out of your pants.
We're talking holsters here now.
Yes, we are. One thing that strikes me about your relationship with Haley Strategic Partners, if you look at the other gear that he promotes that you don't make, a lot of these guys are going completely modular, which you guys were way ahead of that. I mean, that's all G-Code has ever been is modular. Is this is this the way of the future? I mean, tactical nylon is going modular. It's no longer... A lot of people are embracing hook and loop and fast buckles instead of molly or malice clips or anything, which sort of makes a configuration on a vest or a chest rig sort of permanent. More people are going to this modularity, aren't they?
Most definitely. And I think it's just the evolution of technology. Back in the old days, you know, before I retired, you had standard holsters and standard tactical gear that you just couldn't move around. You know, whatever position it came in or how you're supposed to wear it, you were stuck. But the modular system is kind of revolutionary because, number one, you're not confined to a single pattern or a single method of carry. For example, with the RTI wheel system, you have a holster that straps on to a drop leg panel. And, of course, you're wearing your vest and you have the RTI wheel on your vest. You can pop that holster off, slap it onto your vest very, very quickly, and it's secure. It's not going to fall. It's not going to come off. So there's more flexibility given to the person who's carrying the rig. They can find that exact sweet spot that they're looking for to make the rig comfortable, more practical, and more accessible. So most definitely, this modular system is just, like I said, is an evolution in technology. It's just going to get better. And we're always looking at ways to tweak what we've already invented or put out there, and improve all the existing systems that we have as well.
Yeah, you've got time to hold through for another segment, right?
Absolutely.
Because what I want to talk about is the things that I've seen that have evolved with G-Code. Because one of the differences that I like about G-Code is that you guys don't just develop one thing and say, here it is, enjoy buying it, and just put, you know, everybody that's... The developers continue to develop. You don't just put out a product line and walk away and hire a bunch of guys to make just this, and that's all it's going to be. You continually are looking for... And I mean, is that because Jesse Lockhart gets out there? Jesse Lockhart is the Kydex king, and I know when Jesse's messing around, he'll mess around and make a Kydex tactical cigarette case that you can strap onto your belt if you want to.
Exactly. And the thing about Jesse is he is a genius as far as the Kydex, but it's kind of a brain trust here because Scott himself, our CEO, is brilliant. I mean, he is always constantly looking for new improvements. Dave, our vice president, is doing the same thing as well. And the thing about our section here, most of us are either retired law enforcement or retired military, former military. So we've carried the holsters. We've carried the rigs that we sell. So we're always looking at it to try to improve it. And then, you know, of course, Jesse's coming up with these brilliant ideas. Well, what if we do this? What if we do that? So it's a constant evolution. You know, we're not satisfied with, okay, this is a great concept, wear it for a while, et cetera. Once we release something, we're still in the process of thinking ahead and saying, okay, how can we tweak this in the future? And the biggest thing, though, I think that we do is that we listen to our customers. It's not something that we just, you know, sit around one day and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. A lot of the improvements, a lot of the tweaks, and a lot of the evolution of our product is a direct result of our customers who have written to us or have talked to us and said, hey, I think it's great, but do you ever think about doing this? Because this is why. And then we'll sit there and go, well, that makes a lot of sense. Never thought of that. And then we'll go from there.
My guest from G-Code is Robin Knapp. G-Code does sponsor this segment. They are the only holster that I wear. And that's because I can use the same holster in a concealed carry configuration. And that same holster, without me having to buy one, can have an RTI attachment on it, become a thigh rig. It can be something mounted on my vest, on my chest, on my side. And there's more to it than that. And we're going to get into that in the next segment because I've been playing around with the Scorpion line, and I want to talk about where I started with this and just get Robin's take on this. And G-Code, you can find them at tacticalholsters.com. Their price point is the same as anybody else's. Their level of quality and durability is light years ahead of it. We'll be right back On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest and I will be discussing why you should check them out. I'm joined again by Robin Knapp from G-Code, from TacticalHolsters.com. Going back to a time before you got there, when I used to carry the ammunition carry systems that they had available at the time, what you guys offer today is very much different from what you used to offer just 2 years ago.
Exactly. A lot of the things that we offer, again, going back to what I've said before, is an evolution in technology and listening to our customers. A lot of times with the magazine platforms that we had, I mean, they're ingenious. They're still very, very practical, but they were flexible to a certain point, but not as flexible as our new line, because everybody has a different way of carrying things, how they want to carry it. They have different needs, whether you're law enforcement or military or just the end user. It all depends. So we've kind of added that to our lineup to basically improve our existing product with some advancements in terms of how you can wear it, the flexibility of the system, and et cetera. And that's what our Scorpion series does.
Well, I remember when I had a dual AR-15 magazine that was coupled. They were coupled together, and it attached with an RTI attachment to a wheel. And I thought that was pretty cool because I'd never seen anything like that now. But now I've got the Scorpion. Now, that was held together with a tensioner screw. It was two pieces of Kydex held together with a tensioner screw. And but there was a gap there. You know, there was a gap between the two pieces. And it worked. I never lost a magazine that was ever stuck in that thing. However, it wasn't as flexible as the Scorpion line. Now, the Scorpion line, I've got a couple of examples of it here. Scorpion line is two pieces of Kydex that look like mirror images of themselves. They're opposites, sandwiched together, held together with bungee cord. And inside, as an added method of retention, it has a fuzzy finish to it. It has a fuzzy coating to it. It feels sort of like suede. So when I go to grab a magazine and snatch it out of it, it will come out if I'm not holding on to a magazine carry. It will come out, and it will come out readily. Going back in, it does take a rather firm push, but it's going to stay there. And this can either be an RTI attachment. It can be stacked. This is on a paddle. And one thing that strikes me, Robin, is that the silhouette of the SG code innovates and continues to move forward, the silhouette is becoming less and less. Everything's getting tighter. It's getting closer. I mean, I could wear the Scorpion inside a jacket and nobody would ever know. I mean, with the paddle holster set up, I can wear them all the way around my body.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose of this. If you look at our exoskeleton design, it's kind of, again, it's an evolution. And I keep saying evolution because that's exactly what it is, trying to make a product better. But you know, listening to our consumers and listening to the people out there that are at the tip of the spear, so to speak, you know, we wanted to design something, number one, for security purposes. In other words, it's going to secure your magazine when it's being held. You're not going to have a possible drop in your magazine from the magazine pouch. But we also wanted to lessen the profile and make it quiet. Now, that fuzz that you talked about before, it absolutely helps in securing the magazine within the pouch itself. But it's also designed to keep it quiet, to keep it from rattling or to make any noise. So the guys that are on tip of the spear, the military and law enforcement, they absolutely love that. And we've kind of slimmed it down. And we put the shock cord, bungee cord, as you mentioned, to give it the flexibility, because most of those standalone hard magazine carriers, you have to, if you know anything about it, you put that magazine in there and there's only one way that you can get it out of that magazine carrier, and that's by pulling straight up. With the Scorpion, with the flexibility, it allows you that, you know, in a situation, a stressful situation when you're reaching for your magazine, I mean, you could be at an angle. It's going to adjust any, you know, forward, sideways, backwards, and you can get that magazine out when you need it. And that was the concept behind it. But we also wanted to make it available in different types of ways that you can carry it. You mentioned the paddle. Absolutely. You could take that and wrap it all around your waist. We also have an adjustable RTI wheel system now that you can wear with your belt, that can cant it at any different type of angle. Of course, we have the MOLLE adapter as well, and we have your standard belt slide where it can fit the Scorpion pouch as well, too.
Well, the one thing that, you know, I carry around a bag I call my ISIS welcome wagon bag.
I think a lot of us have that bag.
part of the ISIS welcome wagon bag is a chest rig. Now, the chest rig is not a protective rig. It doesn't have any plates or anything. So, really, it's just a manner for me to carry the extra ammo around. And I don't need that anymore with this. And this takes up less space. If I'm traveling around or something and I throw these in a bag, I can put them in a smaller bag. Exactly. And I have the same ammo. These things are stackable, too. They come with a screw pack that you can take. And, like, I could take my pistol magazine and I could take the paddle off of it and screw it on top of this. And instead of having to spread it out, I can, once again, shorten the profile on it. I can't wait to see what you come out with next. I mean, I thought that I've never run the D3 system, and I thought that was pretty shattering. But come Christmas time, I'll be stocking up on Scorpions.
Well, the D3 system that we have is a great system, and it's still one of our popular sellers as well. A lot of people, you know, again, it's a matter of preference and what you want the product for. So some people prefer the D3, but when the Scorpion came out, you know, we did a lot of testing with it, and we all here went out and wore them and tested them, and it's quite comfortable. In fact, I really like the Scorpion series because of the flexibility, because of the low profile, and it's quiet. And also, again, with any holster system, you know, the biggest thing for me is retention, whether it be your weapon or your magazines. You don't want something falling out. Now, in the old days, jumping out of a car, chasing after some guys, I've had a couple of incidences using some older holsters and from different companies where my weapon and magazines have actually fallen out. And I, you know, that's not good.
No.
It's our product. It's not good.
Especially when you catch up with them.
Yeah, it's not safe, and plus then you get the brunt of the jokes for the next 5 years from everybody because they'll never forget. But with our system, you know, the biggest thing is that when you wear it, you have the security to know that, number one, it's a quality product, absolutely, and it's not coming out. I mean, you can go through, you know, rolling around on the ground with somebody or anything else, that weapon or that magazine is not going to come out.
Check Robin and everybody else out at tacticalholsters.com. He will be back as we go through the Christmas season. The kind of stuff that they sell, you can't believe. You know, we're talking, this is high grade, this is high tech stuff. This is tier one operator stuff, and you're not going to pay a tier one operator price. This stuff is very, very affordable, and you're only going to have to buy it once because it's never going to break. Give my regards to Mr. Lockhart, and what were you about to say?
I said, and even if it does, by some fluke, I just want our customers to know that we have a lifetime warranty, so you're always covered by us.
So it never breaks, and even if it does, it's not broken. Thanks very much for joining me this morning, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, stay safe. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. If you just missed the last two segments, the reason I carry them is because they are evolutionary and revolutionary. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I've been watching two cases as they weave their way through the various systems and everything else. Right now, it's beginning to look like Texas and Florida are on the verge of getting open carry. And I watched a ridiculous argument brought forth by an attorney against open carry and the reason she cited against open carry. And I watched the judges rip her up. I watched her rip them up. And in a very short period of time, Texas and Florida will join the rest of the nation, and all that will be left in the shall issue realm that doesn't allow open carry will be my home state. Yay. Some of her arguments are that if you're carrying a gun in the open, that a bad guy could walk up to you while you're at the grocery store and your arms are full of groceries like you're not. This whole idea that gun carriers are not aware of what's going on around them, why do you think we carry guns? Lady, why do you think that we carry guns? Because we are aware that something bad might happen. So, you know, there's nothing that escapes our periphery. I don't know of anybody, any civilians walking around today that are not policemen that are nonchalantly carrying a gun, whether it's open or concealed. Just don't know them. I don't know them. I don't know any nonchalant concealed carriers either. And the whole supposition behind or against open carry is stupid. It's absolutely stupid. A gun carried open is no more dangerous than a gun carried concealed. They are both dangerous. in the wrong hands, and they're both tools of society in the right hands. So I'm expecting to see Florida go the way of open carry here shortly. Then there's the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia was told that in light of Heller and McDonald and all the progeny that came from those cases, that their complete outright ban on the carrying of handguns was no longer applicable in today's society. And they were given an opportunity to go out there and put together a system by which they would control, or a permitting, and I'm going to talk to you about permitting here shortly, a permitting process, which they did. And still, nobody qualifies to carry a gun in D.C. Emily Miller doesn't. Emily Miller has a host. I mean, Emily Miller has walked in on a home invasion. She's had death threats against her life. If anybody should be carrying a firearm, it should be Emily Miller. She doesn't qualify. Now, they're about to be found in contempt of court. Judge Scullin gave them a little bit of breathing room, but they are pretty much running right now on borrowed time. Because what they crafted has nothing to do with the right. Has nothing to do with the right. They came nowhere near it. This is not, Alan Gura. He was talking to the Washington Times. He said, there's no way my clients can obtain a license to carry a gun under this system. According to the Washington Times, D.C. Mayor Vincent C. Gray will swear in a 5-member review board to consider appeals from district residents whose carry permit applications are denied. They're required to take 16 hours of training, but they have no certified trainers. So here's who's going to be sitting on the panel too. This is interesting. You've got a retired assistant U.S. attorney, a retired district superior court judge, the assistant deputy attorney general for the district, the retired chief of the Capitol Police, and the forensic services medical director of the Department of Behavioral Health. There are no firearms instructors here. There's no representative from a guns club or a gun rights group. There's, nobody that's pro-gun, pro-carry, they're going to get slapped around. I don't care who you think they may be. I don't care who they think they may be. They're going to get slapped around, and they're going to be found in contempt. They're going to be found in contempt. Now, about permitting. I have a permit because I am a law-abiding citizen. However, in the state of South Carolina, which I reside, carrying a gun has become a privilege. I have gone into that well and sought the privilege and obtained the privilege because of things like this that's happening in Texas, things like this that's happening in Florida. Because every time one of us goes and gets a permit and does not become a bloodthirsty, frothing at the mouth, shoot 'em up person, we're creating a set of statistics that cannot be denied. Have I given in? Yes, I have. I will tell you that the only reason I obtained a permit was when I got into public life. When I got into radio, I obtained a permit at that point. There's some people that don't like some things you say, and then they want to get out and be sort of stupid. Say, you're going to die. Which is great. I love the pacifists that want to kill me. But I obtained the permit because I got into sort of a public spotlight. And prior to that, I carried a gun. I do not believe that this right should be permitted. I believe that this right is a right. And all of these, there's a lot of nervous people in government, very nervous people. I don't know why, because they don't exist in any circles in which I populate. If I saw them, I'd know them, and I would talk to them about it. But there's people out there that are very nervous with the idea of people carrying guns around, and despite the fact that, millions carry guns around every day. If all of their propositions and all of the presumptions they make about how dangerous we are were to come to light, our murder rate would be going through the roof. It would be ascending, not descending. But the permitting system has turned your right into a privilege. And we are working, everybody that's involved in this is working towards getting that lifted, getting that capability, making that capability more omnipresent. Some people can't afford to go take a concealed permit class. Some people can't afford to pay the fee that you have to get a concealed permit with. That doesn't mean that they should not be allowed to carry a gun. That means that they have fallen victim to a bureaucracy that has taken a right and turned it into a privilege. So, if there needed to be any clarification about that, I just wanted to make sure that got out into the open. The smart gun technologists are out there again. They're wanting to put some stuff in cops' guns because they say then that would make things less controversial whenever there's a shooting. Don't do it. Please don't do it. The cops are never going to go for that. The cops need to pull out a gun that is simple, that's going to function. And please, for the love of God, get rid of the New York trigger. Then the NYPD won't be shooting the wrong people. Give them a tool they can use. Please. Most of these police officers are good dudes, good ladies that want to do the right thing, that want to protect the public. And you getting out there and trying to cripple them because of some, you know, because of Michael Brown, there'd be less controversy. We know exactly what happened. We already know exactly what happened. That's why the whole discipline of forensics has popped up. You already know the answer to this. Darren Wilson did the right thing. That's the answer. He did the only thing he could do. They don't need smart guns. The other reason they don't need smart guns is I know that once that happens, then you're going to try to make my gun a smart gun, and that just ain't going to happen. I like my guns listening to me, not anybody else. Let my gun listen to me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and very affordable. And the only thing I carry. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Administrative note, anybody that might be listening at GCN right now, I'm tired of having board operators that sound better than me. I need to have some scratchy throats. Thank you. In this past election cycle, individual gun owners joined the Washington State Sheriffs, the state's Republican Party, and the NRA, and the Second Amendment Foundation, and still lost to I-594. Five or six billionaires bought it. They won by 59 to 41%. And the blowback has begun. Unknown to the voters, I-594, which was a very complex 18-page initiative, also greatly expands the state's handgun registration program with every sale or transfer, because you can't have universal background checks without having a registration in order to keep tabs on everything. It just doesn't work. You don't know how that's going to play. So, one of the many myths circulating about this is that it would keep guns out of the hands of criminals. If that worked, how is that going to work when the other 20,000 plus laws don't work? I'm just curious about that. But according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, in a report issued in May of 2013, 77% of state prison inmates who were in jail for gun crimes acquired their weapons through street sources, which included theft or burglary, drug dealers, and fences operating in the black or underground market. Please note that, according to the Fifth Amendment, none of those guys have to go out and register a gun, buy a gun, or go through a background check, because that incriminates them. They are under no duty to do such a thing. The idea that I-594 would have any sort of effect, good or bad, at all on these sorts of acquisitions is stupid. It's stupid to have believed it. It's stupid to believe it right now. It's stupid to have considered it. I guess you can buy it, though. I-594 does not regulate sales. It regulates transfers. A transfer, technically speaking, is when I hand a gun to my buddy to try. That's a transfer. And 5594 regulates all transfers of all firearms in Washington State. That means if your friend wants to try your gun at the range, you would have to broker the transfer through a gun dealer with all the accompanying fees and paperwork and use taxes, and in many cases of handguns, state registration, for him to go to the range. Then when he's ready to give it back to you, you got to do it all over again. Supporters of I-594 claimed it was about background checks. It's what it is it's a bunch of tripwires. It's a bunch of bear traps. It's a bunch of punji steak pits. And these pose a severe danger to both Second Amendment rights, and they criminalize the actions of law-abiding gun owners that have nothing to do whatsoever with crime. None of the modern mass shootings would have been prevented by these regulations. I-594 will expand the state government database of lawful handgun owners, and in a very sweeping language, will severely restrict private loans and transfers of guns between friends and relatives. So if your daughter is going to school, and she's of age and can carry a gun, has not broken the law or anything else, and you, dad, you, mom, you hand them a gun and say, this is for your protection, and they get caught with it, you and your daughter are felons. According to Sheriff Alan Botsheim of Penn Oriel County, I-594 is focused on honest, hardworking citizens, making them criminals when they are not criminals. Another sheriff said I-594 is just another attempt to erode the Second Amendment. Frank Rogers of Okanagan County claimed that I-594 will do nothing to stop the bad guys. It just puts more of a burden on the folks who follow the law. Perhaps the most blunt was Sheriff Pete Warner of Ferry County. He said, I wholeheartedly oppose I-594. It's just stupid. It penalizes the honest and law-abiding citizens and does nothing to keep criminals from having firearms. This is what gun control is. This is who it targets. It doesn't target criminals. You can't target criminals. You can't. They're criminals. There's no law that you can conceive of that they're going to follow. None. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter if you have a registration. If every gun in the United States was registered today, there would still be crime. And, crime for me occurs when somebody punches you when you're just walking down the street reading the text on your phone. And you're cold, you're not cold, and you fall and hit the curb. That's criminal. That's crime. Crime is somebody coming up and hitting you across the head with a pipe or snatching you out of your car. Crime would still occur with gun registration and with background checks. Crime occurs without guns all the time. One of the instructors out there that was against it, her name is Annette Wachter. She's known as the 30 Cal Gal and a winner of 24 international shooting trophies, said under this initiative, even in a gun store, the employee can't hand me a gun to look at. All of these junior shooter programs where the coaches loan out to junior shooters and new competitors, all of those guns are going to have to go back somewhere. They're not going to be able to, you can't do that anymore. They're going to have to shut down the program. No more coaching. Parents and kids who want to get involved in a shooting sport can't afford the gear that was being loaned to them in some cases. This is an attempt to regulate the gun culture at large, the gun ownership at large. This is an attempt to make it so hard that you don't want to do it. They already had Colorado as a template. Colorado enacted this a year before they took it up. And Colorado, one, it became very politically expensive for certain people. Hickenlooper barely got reelected. Now he's talking about arming teachers. He's seen the light. Cue the angels singing. But here's the thing. Law enforcement can't be on top of every law-abiding gun owner, nor should they be. They can't be watching over their shoulder every time. They know this. They know that there's real criminals out there that don't care if they put a baby into a microwave. Those are the guys they want to catch. They don't want to catch me handing my son a gun to say, try this. This has nothing to do with peace. It has nothing to do with law and order. This is an attempt, and they're going to attempt to export this. They're going to attempt to export this. They were emboldened with Colorado. Now they're further emboldened with Washington State, despite the fact that all across the country, the gun-grabbing wannabes of politics, the ones that were in it already, the ones that wanted to get in it, they went down in flames. So they're going to do it state by state. They're going to try to do it state by state. And this is an all hands on deck call. If they show up in South Carolina, I can't wait for them to show up in South Carolina. I simply cannot wait, because I will rally me by myself. We'll rally plenty of people, but it's not just going to be me alone. And it can't be me alone. It can't be you alone. The closest thing to the founder's idea of what America would be is you, the American gun owner. Is you that gets out and fights all gun control regulations. We're the only thing left. And as the only thing left, we're the only ones left to fight for the Republic that really feel like we got skin in the game. So, given the fact of what you already are, this is the all-hands-on-deck call. This is the battle stations. We don't have to take up the weapon. We can try to fight them with the ballot box. And that's a good thing. Let's fight them that way first. But let's not leave it open to unintended consequences, and let's not let money buy your rights. That happened in Washington State because too many people didn't know what they were voting for. It'll be years for this to be unwound. But the fight goes on. We will do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com, and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.